Hear now these words that come to us from the New Testament book of Hebrews, beginning in chapter 10 with verse 5 and concluding with verse 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you take no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God, in the scroll of the book that is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Gracious and loving God, for the words of Scripture from Psalm Luke in Hebrews this day, we pray that they might take root in our bodies, our minds, our spirits, that we might discern your words for us today in your holy words. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen. I remember years ago, in a church I was serving, one of the members of the youth group was so excited. His family was taking a vacation. They were going down to Orlando, Florida, to Disney. They were a dairy farming family, and so vacations were few and far between. And this little boy, well, he was probably 10 or 12, he was so excited to see the dancing bears. And when he came home, I said, "How were they?" "They weren't real." The disappointment on his face said it all. They weren't real. Animatronics has been around for quite a while, making robots look like humans and animals. Products that look like real people or animals, but just aren't quite there. But they seem to come alive and entertain us. That Chuck E. Cheese animatronics band. I have to be careful because I call it Chunky Cheese. That Disney Country Bear Jamboree, the Hall of Presidents. They have been entertaining with their lifelike motions for years. Well, most have been entertained, not all. A few have been disappointed. That technology is now even beginning to appear in our Christmas decorations. Anybody have one of those fawn reindeer that's heads goes up and down like it's getting some grass to eat? Anybody have one of those? Anybody have neighbors that have one of those? I see some hands. Anybody have a life-size Santa that waves up and down and maybe says, ho, 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 in the middle of it all? You know, there are now some, well, life-size moving figures entering into our nativity scenes and sets today. Wise men that may extend their gifts to the Christ child, cows and sheep that are even moving their heads, and Mary and Joseph and shepherds and wise men that are twisting and turning and bending just a little bit. It gives the appearance of them leaning in towards the manger. Last night, may I borrow? Will you come and see me, sweetie girl? I was debating whether or not to come back and get you. Hello, sweetie. Will she be good?
I think
so. Okay. Will you come with me? We'll find out. Will you come with me? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, sweetie girl. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, look at everybody. Let's come up here and see. My, there's mommy. I held a 7-month-old the whole time I preached last night. And I was looking for a younger one, and I didn't know whether to come back. So thank you for letting me borrow you. Aren't you a sweetie little girl? In addition to all of those electronics and animatronics, there now is even a baby in the nativity that breathes. You all know what it's like to sneak inside that cradle and to look at that child wrapped in that blanket, all snuggled in, and to check for that. That torso swelling and shrinking, mimicking that child breathing in and out, those moments, even though they're not real, tend to draw us in and catch our attention. It lends us to a sense of intimacy. Our celebration of Christmas later this week is about God coming to us in the real person of a child, the real presence of a child in our midst. A babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, is not some robotic, cold, lifeless presence, but instead a real live human being, just like you and me and you. Yes. Yes. That's the real deal, my friends. The real Jesus, the real Messiah. This is the one who was written about in the scrolls, as Hebrew says, the one who will come to do the will of God. The one who God has intended to send to us all along from the beginning of time so that we might be led back to God through a little child. Yes. You can give me a smile. The author of Hebrews writes that God has made the divine presence known to us in the presence of Jesus, who came into the world as the presence prepared for him, a human body, a fully human body, and yet at the same time, the Son of God. He was the one who walked the streets of Galilee, walked the streets of Jerusalem, walked all over the countryside to be and to share and to live that good news. He looked just like you and me. He was like us. He had a body, he had a mind, he had a will, he had emotions. Jesus was fully human. His body, like ours, was strong and yet fragile. And he possessed all the emotions that we had as well. A little baby born in a manger. His body included all of those things that our body includes. A baby born in a stable, the very real presence of God, alive and very real in the form of a human being, who would later go to the cross for our sins. He knew our fears as he prayed in the garden for the cup to pass him. He felt the physical pain of crucifixion, the emotional pain of loneliness and death. You wonder. I sometimes look at children at this age. What are you going to put mom and dad through in the next 20 years? You know? Ooh, my. As that wonderful song says, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? That the death of Jesus Christ on the cross would be that final sacrifice once and for all, as Hebrews says, through which our sins have been and are forgiven. And our relationship to God and God's kingdom is restored and nurtured and healed. For the next few days, between, well, now and Christmas and even afterwards, we will gaze into some nativity sets, some creches. Perhaps now we'll remember that that child that is there in the manger was indeed a very real human being. He loved and he was loved. He celebrated and he laughed. He was energetic at times. He was hungry and tired at other times. He knew joy and celebration like us, and he also felt pain and lowliness. That though's not the Christmas story. Jesus is not just a human-like form of God, but a real human baby. And that, my friends, is the Christmas story. The omnipotent God, the all-powerful, all-working, all-wonderful God, who is beyond time and space and any boundary, chose to empty himself and come in the form of a child, a human being. For out of God's great love for you and me, the baby was born into poverty in that stable in Bethlehem. There in the manger lies our God, who will surrender his body, his very life, for your sake and for mine. The one Mary holds and nurtures and nurses, the one who can't walk, talk, or even hold up his head, the one who will need his diaper changed, is God in the flesh. Come to make you and me holy. And one day soon, when he's grown, this very real human being will choose to obediently follow the words, the will of God. choose to fully be obedient, which means giving up his very real body over to be crucified. And through his painful crucifixion, makes us whole. Christmas. It's very real. And this is the love that came down at Christmas. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for this day we give you thanks. For children. For their joy, their love, their laughter. We are forever indebted to you. For the gift of the Christ child that lived and grew and dwelt in our midst, O God, we thank you for the realness and for his holy presence. May we be mindful, always mindful of your love for us. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.